Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer. Top local story. Long Beach police say they shot and killed a man who they tried to stop last night and allegedly pulled a gun on officers. KNX 1070's John Baird is live at the scene with more.
A Long Beach Police Violent Crime Task Force was in the area just after 10 o'clock when officers tried to stop a man on a bicycle. They say he took off running. Jennifer Dupre is with Long Beach Police.
Officers attempted various de-escalation techniques in an effort to stop the suspect.
She said they tried taking him down without using deadly force, at first anyway.
They did deploy their conducted electrical weapon. In which case the suspect then brandished a firearm towards one of the officers.
The officers claimed they heard at least one shot, so they opened fire. The wounded man was taken to the hospital where he later died. Police did find a weapon at the scene. It's not clear why they were trying to stop him in the first place. Live in Long Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A prominent family therapist is dead after being attacked at her Hollywood Hills home, and a former boyfriend being held on $2 million bail in connection with the killing. Police were called to Amy Harwick's home by a roommate who told officers the therapist was being assaulted inside. There were signs of forced entry, and Harwick was found under a third-floor balcony where she apparently fell. She died in a nearby hospital. Harwick, who appeared in the 2015 documentary Addicted to Sex, and gotten a restraining order against the former boyfriend, but it expired. He was arrested at his Playa del Rey home. Friends and family of basketball coach Christina Mauser gathered in Huntington Beach for her private funeral. Mauser was among those killed last month in the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash in Calabasas. Mauser was the former coach at Orange County's Harbor Day School, where Kobe's daughter Gigi attended. She also worked at Kobe's Mamba Academy in Thousand Oaks, where they were headed at the time of the crash. Mauser is survived by her husband and three children. 78 years later, the state of California poised to issue an official apology for interning Japanese Americans during World War II. On Thursday, the state assembly is due to pass a resolution with the apology introduced by Torrance lawmaker Al Muratsuchi. He says the order for internment signed by President Roosevelt in 1942 shattered lives.
Executive Order 9066 destroyed countless American dreams. Innocent people lost their homes and property, their farms, their businesses.
430,000 people of Japanese descent live in California, the largest population of any state. A congressional commission in 1983 concluded that the detentions were the result of racial prejudice, war hysteria, and failure of political leadership. 5 years later, the federal government formally apologized and paid $20,000 in reparations to each victim. Officials in San Bernardino County trying to figure out how to get more people to use Ontario International Airport without having to drive there. Three rail projects are being considered, and a transit committee is calling for study to identify the best one. Steve Smith is director of planning for the San Bernardino County Transportation Authority.
We do not expect this to be easy, but we believe we're in the best position to put this study forward to fairly consider all the options, take all of the input into account. That's our job.
A vote on whether to commission a $3 million study set for next month. There are three major plans under consideration. One would expand Metrolink service at the Ontario East Station. Another would use existing Union Pacific tracks for passenger rail service. Another option is to extend the Gold Line directly to the airport. A plane traveling from Australia to Los Angeles landed at LAX after declaring an in-flight emergency over an issue with landing gear. The Boeing 777 touched down last night with smoke billowing from the tires as it glided down the runway. Firefighters responded, however. The aircraft landed safely. There were no injuries. No word on what caused the problem with the landing gear. LA's first subscription air shuttle service could be taking off soon. Float Shuttle, based in Pomona, is expected to get its final federal approval within the next few days or weeks. Once given the go-ahead, two nine-passenger Cessna planes will shuttle commuters between the Brackett Field near the LA County Fairgrounds and Hawthorne Municipal Airport. The cost for a monthly subscription starts at about $1,200 a month for the round-trip flights. National Record Store Day in April is a big one for retail record stores, but this year could bring some unexpected issues.
The emphasis on National Record Store Day is on newly issued vinyl records, but the problem is the company which supplies 75% of that vinyl was destroyed recently in a fire in the Inland Empire. Orin Pius owns Vintage Heavy Cosmic Vinyl.
Now, the only thing we do participate in with new vinyl is Record Store Day.
The key factor these days is the surge in new vinyl based on new hit-making artists, which can be anywhere from 25 to 40% of a store's sales.
The new bands now, everybody's pressing their music on vinyl, Taylor Swift to whomever.
Jim Henderson is co-owner of Amoeba Music in Hollywood, which does a strong business in new vinyl, and it's not just boomers.
Definitely see a lot of younger folks starting their vinyl collections.
He says people are rediscovering the romance and tactile connection to records like they have with books. Bob Brill, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.